1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to The Neil Bradley Show. And today, it's Thursday. That means it's OVC Football Preview Day. We'll take a look at all the games in the order that they will kick off. Every game, and we'll have audio from every coach as well. So your chance to hear from them. All of this courtesy of the Ohio Valley Conference and their press conferences that are held on Tuesday almost every week. And the information provided by Kyle Schwartz and the good folks at the Ohio Valley Conference. So we do appreciate everything they do to make us sound smarter than we actually are. And that takes a lot of work, trust me, to do that. Anyhow, we do have three conference games on tap today. Two teams will be outside the conference. Just roll over the schedule here before we get into the previews. Mississippi Valley State taking on still number one Jacksonville State. Eastern Illinois at Austin Peay, that's the something's got to give bowl. Each team looking for the first win of the season. Probably not a shock looking at Austin Peay's schedule that it's the case for them, but for Eastern Illinois, that may be a little bit shocking, although their schedule's been very tough too, so nothing wrong with that, but you just kind of thought they would probably have a win early on before the season began. I had them in my top 25, and they're not in there right now. I think they have enough talent that they could climb back in, but they're going to have to start to pick up some wins, and perhaps they'll do that this week. Murray State at Southeast Missouri. These are teams coming off terrible losses last week. The Racers, a conference loss, sort of shooting themselves in their own foot, and then SEMO losing to a Division II team. Tennessee Martin is at Tennessee Tech. That is the ESPN3 game of the week, and Eastern Kentucky is at Kentucky. And before we begin to get into there is one bit of information involving the OVC, and this came out yesterday, and it's just a basketball note. And the reason I bring it up, because it's something to do with football, you'll understand in a moment. The OVC yesterday announcing that 10 OVC basketball games this season will be broadcast by Sinclair Broadcast Group on the American Sports Network. Murray State's only appearance on that slate is a November 17th home game with Middle Tennessee that kicks off that coverage. And I bring that up because the American Sports Network will be the network that brings you this week's Murray State SEMO game. So I think that's still on Channel 49. They carried it last week. I assume they'll have it again this week as well. All right, let's get into the previews. First of all, let's go with Mississippi Valley State at Jacksonville State. The Delta State Devils 0-4. They're 0-3 in the SWAC as they step out of league play to take on the top-ranked team in the nation, the Gamecocks 3-1. That only loss was to Auburn. And Jacksonville State 2-0 in the OVC. This one kicks off at 1 p.m. at Burgess Snowfield in Jacksonville. It's the first meeting between the teams. Rick Comegys in his second season at Mississippi Valley State. He's 2-13. John Gross in his second season at Jacksonville State, 13-3. Last week, Mississippi Valley State lost 45-15 to Alabama State. Meanwhile, Jacksonville State, a 48-41 winner at Tennessee Martin. Rick Comegys comes to Mississippi Valley State to Itabena. That's where they are, Itabena, Mississippi, after eight successful seasons at Jackson State, where he finished either first or second in the SWAC East each of those years. This team is off to that 0-4 start. They had an FBS loss to New Mexico and then three SWAC opponents. Quarterback Reuben Thurston Jr. passed for 100 yards and a touchdown, and Quatavius Peterson added 61 yards through the air and 28 yards on the ground. So far, Mississippi Valley has used three different quarterbacks, and Jacksonville State head coach John Gross talked about that and what he sees with Mississippi Valley State.
They're getting better players in there. They're just still young in a lot of spots and not settled on a quarterback, so they're switching those guys in and out, trying to, you know, really find an identity. They've had some bad things happen to them early in games where they've gotten down and, you know, they kind of get away from, you know, who they want to be offensively, I think. So we're glad to be playing at home, back in front of our home crowd, and, you know, just a non-conference game, and, you know, just, you know, get back out there on the field and correct some things from last Saturday, hopefully, and going into the open week, you know, get some guys well next week.
That is Jacksonville State's John Gross. JSU coming off a big offensive week, 555 total yards against UT Martin. They went 48-41. They were up 48-20 early in the fourth quarter when they saw Martin come back and make a game of it. Although Jacksonville State won, you have to be a bit concerning when if you're the top-ranked team in the nation, even if you are on the road and give up 41 points. But no problem with their offense as they're clicking right along. So that's the first game on tap. Number two on the OVC slate of games is Eastern Illinois at Austin Peay. The Panthers 0-3. This is the OVC opener for them. Meanwhile, Austin Peay is 0-4. They've lost their only OVC game to this point. This is a 4 p.m. kickoff at Governor Stadium in Clarksville, Tennessee. Eastern Illinois leads the series 12-3. Last meeting, last year, they won 63-7. Kim Dameron, 5-10 in his second season at EIU. Kirby Cannon in his third season at Austin Peay, 1 win and 27 losses. Eastern Illinois coming off a bye week. Meanwhile, Austin Peay thumped in their OVC opener at Eastern Kentucky by a score of 51-13. Eastern Illinois head coach Kim Dameron talked about Austin Peay.
They've got some explosive kids offensively that if they, you know, they're a little bit like us early. If they put it together, they might, you know, they're going to have a chance to score some points. Defensively, you know, they've got some guys that up front that are active and move around, and I expect them, just like us, to be a better football team than what I see on film going down there. And plus, being back at home, like you said, that gives you a little extra boost. I know we've got our work cut out for us to go down there and to play well and to win. We're concentrating on us and us making sure that we're the best us we can be when we get there.
The Governors last week played their third straight road contest when they lost to the Colonels in Richmond. The loss is the 34th straight on the road for Austin Peay. That is the longest losing streak in Division I football. The Governors did get 250 yards of total offense, and that marked a season high for the team, so they have been struggling to get it done offensively. Head coach Kirby Cannon says he hopes this Eastern Illinois team reverts to their early starts because he's seeing them improve as the season goes along.
There were some first-game mistakes in the Western Illinois game, and you saw less of those against Northwestern, and you saw almost none of them against Illinois State. When they play hard, they have players. What we need to do is get them back to making some of those mistakes that they made in those first two games, and it won't be easy to do. But we're looking forward to the game.
That is Austin Peay head coach Kirby Cannon. Eastern Illinois and Austin Peay, they kick off at 4 p.m. in Clarksville. Next up, the Murray State Racers, 1-3, 0-1 in conference play against Southeast Missouri, 1-3, and this is the OVC opener for them. This one kicks off at Hauk Stadium, 6 p.m. Saturday. They're in Cape Girardeau, the American Sports Network providing the TV coverage. Of course, Froggy 103.7 with the radio coverage. We're on the air at 5:30 with a half-hour pregame show. The series has been dominated by Murray State, 39-9-1. And last year, Murray State won in double overtime, 44-41. Year before that, it went triple overtime there in Cape Girardeau. I remember that. The sickest I have ever been on the air. Didn't have anyone that could really fill in, but somehow got through it. And I remember thinking, just not overtime. Hey, how about three overtimes? Anyway, Tom Matukowicz, the head coach at Southeast Missouri, 6-10 in 2 years there. And Murray State, of course, by Mitch Stewart, he's 1-3 for the Racers. Last week, the Racers with that heartbreaking 31-29 loss to Tennessee Tech. SEMO with a 26-21 loss to Division II Shorter. Mitch Stewart talked about both teams trying to come back after losing those heartbreakers last week.
Do they come back after a loss like last week, like we're planning on doing, where they're going to come out of the gates and they're going to be, you know, blowing snot bubbles and all of that kind of stuff because they're ready to play again because we just lost the way we lost, they just lost the way they lost, so it ought to be a lot of fun. It makes for a very good week of football, I assure you that, and a very good game.
Elijah Daniel coming in off a fantastic game. He's the OVC Newcomer of the Week. He had a Murray State record, 6 tackles for loss. He ended up with 9 tackles. He had 2.5 sacks in the game for a loss of 15 yards. The head coach at Southeast Missouri, Tom Matukowicz, is hoping to get his offense uncranked. The defense had its issues last week. He thinks they'll be okay. Just kind of a scheme, not really a scheme issue. They just ran up against a triple option team from Shorter, and he believes they'll be okay in stopping the run. But offensively, they want to get their big wide receiver, Paul McRoberts, more touches. Only 2 last week. He says they can't be successful and continue doing that.
One of the biggest issues when you lose a game and your best player touches the ball twice, you know, that's, not okay. And it's hard sometimes to get a receiver ball because can't necessarily hand it to him. And we got to find ways to get Paul more touches. and that's certainly not why we lost the game. But that's one of many things this week we're emphasizing and really looking forward to conference play. Like I told the team, and my message was, so if we're 2-2, how does that help us beat Murray? How does that help us prepare for the OVC? In reality, it really doesn't. You know, your last game has no bearing on your next game. And, you know, everybody's, you know, 0-0 in a conference and ready to go.
Murray State at Southeast Missouri, 6 p.m. kickoff Saturday at Houch Stadium in Cape Girardeau. Another conference game finds UT Martin 1-2, 0-1 in the OVC, and Tennessee Tech 2-2, 1-0 in conference play. This one also kicks off at 6 p.m. This is at Tucker Stadium in Cookeville. This is the ESPN3 game of the week. Tennessee Tech leads the series 22-12-2. Last year, UT Martin won 17-10. Jason Simpson, the head coach at Martin, 59-47 in 10 years there. Man, that's hard to believe. Watson Brown at Tennessee Tech, 9 seasons at TTU. He's won 40. He's lost 55. UT Martin with the heartbreaker. At least they made it close at the end. They were getting thumped, just to be honest about it. But they made it a ball game at the end, losing 48-41 to top-ranked Jacksonville State. Meanwhile, Tennessee Tech, very opportunistic with turnovers. When the Racers would make them, they would turn it into something. They escaped with a 31-29 win at Murray State. Head coach Watson Brown says when these teams, Martin and Tennessee Tech, get together, it's always a blast.
Martin is fun. It's fun for them. It's fun for us. Both sides get after it. I think we've played them 8 times since I've been here, and we're 4-4. It's been a great series. The better team hasn't always won. One team seems to be winning more games, and the other one will knock them off or whatever. It's just a fun game for our guys. I know it's a fun game for Martin's guys because I watch them play us too, and they play just as hard as we do. So just another really exciting Saturday night, and I can't imagine this not being a game the fans would really enjoy watching.
Quarterback Jared Neal of UT Martin comes in red hot. He's the co-offensive player of the week, passed for 433 yards and 4 touchdowns, 3 in the third quarter. He also ran for 21 yards. He's now at 8th place all-time on the UTM career all-purpose yardage list. Head coach at Tennessee Martin, Jason Simpson, talked about going against an improved Tennessee Tech team.
The quarterback, you know, he's accurate, he's athletic, playing with a lot of confidence. I was impressed with him. You know, the receivers, the numbers are very good. We got some quality wide receivers, and their offensive line is very much improved from last year. We were able to get some pressure on them last year, but this year I see a really improved offensive line. So, you know, first and foremost, they're better offensively. Defensively, you know, they may give up some yards, but, you know, they're not a whole lot of score. They're able to keep the scores down, and they keep it to where, you know, they can win the game and stay in the game, you know, keep it in that 20-point range, and, you know, they have confidence that their team can, you know, battle, you know, get out of there like they did last week against Murray. So, you know, it's a very even matchup, and we got to go on the road.
Tennessee Tech hosting UT Martin. That one kicks off at 6 p.m. Saturday, and that is at Tucker Field. Eastern Kentucky on the road. Eastern is 2-1, 1-0 in the OVC, and they will play a money game, a bowl division game at Kentucky. The Cats 3-1, 2-1 in the SEC, coming off an upset of then nationally ranked Missouri. This one kicks off at 6:30 at Commonwealth Stadium. The SEC Network will televise this one. These teams have played 3 previous times. Kentucky leads the series 3-0. The last time they played back in 2009, and Kentucky was a 37-12 winner. Dean Hood, the head coach at Eastern Kentucky, 51-34. Mark Stoops, the head coach at Kentucky's 1-10 and lost 18. The Colonels with a yawner last week, 51-13 over Austin Peay, and of course the Cats with that 21-13 win over Mizzou. Rather than have Coach Hood talk about the game, he will talk about the heavy hearts they have this week with the passing of redshirt freshman Joey Kramer, who died in an automobile accident over the weekend. He will be honored, as I understand it, during the game or at some point during the evening there at Commonwealth Stadium. Head coach Dean Hood talks about their loss.
Yeah, it's been a tough situation with Joey, and you know, we're just holding tight as a family and praying for his family. And you know, this league is incredible. Group of guys. You know, I got a voicemail. I haven't checked it yet. It's been crazy from Coach Stewart and, you know, Hatch. You know, sent a text. Got a text from Tuke. A text from, you know, Rod Reed. And you know, it's just I think we're a special league, special group of guys, and really appreciate that. And you know, just hurting for, you know, Joey's family as a father. That's the phone call that you can't ever imagine getting. And a lot of our kids are really hurting. Joey wasn't here with us very long, just since first part of August, but coach has got close with him, got to know him in the recruiting process when we lost him in UTEP, and excited when we got him here, and a lot of our guys really connected with him pretty easily when he first got here, just because he's such a hard worker and tough kid and always, team first mentality, and always had a smile on his face, and so a lot of our guys got close with him in a hurry. So got a lot of people hurting, but we're locked in arms and working through all those things that a situation like this brings up.
Eastern Kentucky at Kentucky Wildcats, and again, our thoughts and prayers and deepest sympathies go to Eastern Kentucky's team, the coaching staff, and of course the family of Joey Kramer. We'll have the rest of our sports update right after this.
Kevin Kugler from Westwood One here with a preview of Thursday night football. Tony Vaselli and I will bring you AFC North action from Pittsburgh, with the Steelers playing host to Joe Flacco and the winless Ravens. Michael Vick will replace injured quarterback Ben Roethlisberger as the Steelers hope to win their third straight. Join us for Thursday night football and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Hear the game Thursday night at 7 on WNBS. All right, so we have the Thursday night football game coming up for you tonight. High school soccer this evening, Marshall County at Callaway County, boys-girls doubleheader, Mayfield at Graves, St. Mary at Lyon. Those are doubleheaders on the boys' side. Tillman at Massac, Ballard at Trigg, Caldwell at Todd, and McCracken County in the St. Louis Gateway Tournament. On the girls' side, Tillman at Madisonville and University Heights at Caldwell County. High school volleyball tonight, both local teams in action. Callaway County on the road at Murray, and always tough Christian Fellowship comes to Murray. I said Callaway County. Callaway County's on the road at Marshall County. Callaway County at Marshall County. Christian Fellowship is at Murray. Tillman plays at Carlisle County. Community Christian Academies at St. Mary. Graves at Ballard. Fulton City plays at Lake County. University of Kentucky punter Landon Foster has been named one of 135 semifinalists for the 2015 Campbell Trophy, which recognizes the nation's top scholar athlete. The Franklin, Tennessee native, one of Kentucky's top scholar athletes, a 3.97 GPA with a major in finance. How about the Cardinals? I have to admit, I was a bit disappointed yesterday. I was a lot disappointed yesterday. I arranged my schedule so I was able to watch most of that afternoon game and got home just in time for the Pirates to jack a grand slam. Francisco Cervelli hit it out. It didn't go well. Cardinals lost 8-2. So we usually play trivia at the Big Apple on Wednesday night. And before we have to silence our phones, which is when the trivia hits at 7, I was able to see the grand slam that Jason Hayward hit, and it was the Cardinals that rolled to an easy 11-1 win, able to watch the celebration. Those are always fun. I don't care if it's over. Just making it or winning a division title or whatever, fun to watch that. A lot of the relief. And to me, it's just been remarkable what the Cardinals have done, given the injury list. And every team deals with some injuries. I know that. That's part of professional sports in general. And in baseball, because of the grind of the season, it's going to happen. But to lose your ace pitcher, Adam Wainwright, for essentially the entire season, at least as a starting pitcher, you lose Matt Holliday for a significant amount of time, Matt Adams for a significant amount of time, Yadier Molina at the end, just on and on. And the Cardinals survive and advance with a 100 victory season minimum, and they are guaranteed the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Not the World Series if they make it there, but at least the playoffs, they will have that. So congratulations to the Cardinals. It's always fun. I love being a fan of theirs. I love the way that they play, the way they approach things. Good to see Adam Wainwright on the hill yesterday. Yeah, he gave up a couple of hits. Yes, he gave up a run, but everything looked kind of normal. I don't know how much he'll be able to contribute, but I expect just because of what he can go, and in the postseason, you usually don't have to have guys back-to-back. He's the guy that can give you an inning, I think, maybe three or four innings in a seven-game series, two or three innings perhaps in a five-game series. So that, good to see that. And the Cardinals are off. They'll take on the Braves to finish out three meaningless games. They'll just play those. They'll play them hard, but they can rest anyone who needs to rest during those 3 days. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll focus on Murray State in Southeast Missouri, give you an in-depth look at the game, some of the personnel that Southeast Missouri will have, and also give you your high school football schedule. And as usual, we'll take a look at some of the other games that are of interest in the region. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks for being with us on The Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com.